I want to talk a little bit about the traditional career versus modern careers, right, within large corporations, right? I feel like companies do two things, you know, you could say explore and exploit, if you will, right? And today, a lot of people are now being asked to not just operate along a traditional business model, but also try to find new disruptive or other opportunities, right? And so we've talked about a number of skills that you can bring into play in doing this. But if you're one of these people that want to fundamentally be an innovator, disruptor within a company, an innovation catalyst, if you will, how do you now start to define and more importantly, think about and define your career along perhaps an untraditional path? So talk a little bit about that. I know lots of open-ended threads in my question, but that's meant by design. So yeah.
Great question. And I think I want to challenge maybe the question a little bit with this concept of traditional and untraditional. So we're assuming that if you're innovative, you're on an untraditional career path. And I actually would challenge that to say that even within traditional, and we'll define that here in a minute, career paths, you absolutely can still be an innovator. You can still be a change maker. You can still be a disruptor. So I'm not a big fan of some of the language that we use, and I know we are overusing a lot of this, these terms. But what I would say is it doesn't matter where you are sitting. It doesn't matter if you're an entrepreneur, you're sitting in a finance department in a big bank. It doesn't matter where you are sitting. You can still innovate. You can still push the agenda forward, whatever that is, to do things differently and to challenge the status quo. So with that said, let's assume that you're in let's say a traditional company, let's say a big bank or a management consultancy that maybe from the outside we would consider being a bit more, if we want to use the word traditional. But you are really thriving on new ideas and innovations and wanting to disrupt the status quo. Many of us think you've got to leave, right? You've got to leave the big companies and go off and start your own thing and do a startup and, you know, make it more sexy and more fun. Yes, maybe some of us want to do that, but what we risk by doing that is stability. And many of us are innovators that still want stability for ourselves financially or within in our personal lives. So I think there's a conflict here for us if we start to assume that we can only innovate if we go off and do the startup or we go out of a traditional career path. So I'm just going to put that out there at first and say, I think they're not mutually exclusive, that you can do both. And the four things I would say that you need to focus on if you're going to try to innovate from within, let's call it, are four key things. The first one is it's the same skill set that you would be using to innovate a new idea or disrupt a whole sector. It's just your goal might be different. So your skill set to create your own career path as an innovator is the same. You're going to actually apply the same thought process as if you're innovating a product or service to your own career. You're the product at that point. And you need to break it down into logical steps to take that creative process and pretend again that you're taking yourself to the market, which is exactly what you're doing when you're thinking about your career. You're the product, you have an audience or a market that you're selling to. Where and how are you going to take this product forward? And how are you going to stay competitive in the marketplace? So think of it in the same kind of thought process. Secondly, you need to define what problem you're solving with your innovation or with yourself, with your own skill set. So what problem are you solving for your organization or for your investors in what you're offering? And when I say offering, I don't mean that innovative product. I mean you. What are you offering in your career, in your role that this audience needs, that this hiring manager or investor needs? What problem are you solving? Now, in terms of traditional, non-traditional, what we're seeing now in terms of the market of career options is there's a huge push and a huge trend towards portfolio careers, which simply put means you jump around a lot, right? You're going from different, you're moving careers, you're doing career changes. You might even be moving departments within an organization. You're reinventing yourself. You're almost disrupting your own career is how we look at it, which is very different than some of our parents' generations where they were in organizations for 30 years doing the same thing. And this is accepted now. This is widely accepted and very easy for us. I work mostly with career changers in my work. And a lot of us are apologizing for this portfolio career concept, but actually it's something that we need to be turning into a competitive advantage because we then have more perspective on lots of different industries or lots of different angles on how business is run. So this, again, could be that you're moving within an organization or it could be that you're reinventing yourself for different companies and different sectors. And many of the millennials, which are our future talent coming into the market, think that 18 months is about the max. 2 years is like, you're old. You need to get out. You need to change. So we're into, you know, a much faster paced next generation even coming in terms of our commitment to organizations. And I think what that means is that companies are going to need to step up in terms of keeping that talent engaged, innovating, thriving, and having fun at work to keep that top talent with them rather than having them go on to the competitor or go out and start their own business. So that was the second one is solving the problem. What is that problem you're solving? And lastly, just to tie up, the third thing is you need to be able to build that business case for your own career. What is your value add that the board and CEO or that department head needs to be able to see, and this means financially, that you're going to be adding value? Where do you fit into the value chain and how are you going to actually help the organization from a financial perspective, not just from an innovator perspective?